The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 30th of July, 2019. This is the Ryan Tubridy Show with Maggie Doyle. Our text number at 51551. You can email me, ryan@rte.ie. We will be talking a little bit about Love Island, of course, the fantastic win for Greg O'Shea. Maura coming fourth. Bit of a surprise, I think, with both of them. But we'll be talking a little bit about that shortly. But first, I want to tell you about some other incredible Irish winners, people who are doing very well. Starting off, Inside the Sun newspaper has a fantastic photograph of Jodie Townend, the Cork-born jockey, atop Great White Shark. She won, of course, yesterday, one of the last races at the Galway Festival. It was the Connacht Hotel Handicap, the feature race of the event, which was celebrating its 150th anniversary. Great crowds, of course, in Galway at Ballybrit for the festival, and it's a fantastic few days down there. But Jodie Townend, like, what a woman. A young woman, and she came back from after breaking her back last year to come back and win that. And it's an amateur race. She's beaten incredible racers there and jockeys, and just absolutely unbelievable. I actually watched it yesterday evening, and she just was absolutely fantastic and thrilled, delighted. And she's punching the air, delighted with herself in this great picture that they've managed to get of her yesterday evening. Buzzing as the festival begins is the headline. In the Irish Times, lovely pictures of two girls as they arrive back home from the Summer European Youth Olympic Festival in Baku in Azerbaijan. Razedat Adeleke, who won two golds on the track, and she's accompanied by Molly Main, who won two bronze medals for swimming. Delighted, covered in green, and their medals hanging around their necks as they arrived back in Dublin Airport yesterday, looking absolutely thrilled. Well done, girls. Fantastic achievement. And another great achievement as well, a little bit far from home. And this is Fionn Ferreira. You might have heard about him already this morning, but he's from Ballydehob in West Cork, and he was named the overall winner at the 2019 Google Science Fair. All the way over at Google HQ in California yesterday. He was one of 24 global finalists chosen from a shortlist of 100 entries, and he won $50,000, a bursary, that he'll be able to use towards further study. He is he's only 18, and he basically came up with an idea of how to use magnetic liquid, which will stick to plastic, to try and get rid of the plastics in our oceans, which is just amazing. He said, "I look forward to applying my findings and contributing towards a solution in tackling microplastics in our oceans worldwide." Wow. I think you'd call that an inspirational young fellow. Well done to Fionn Ferreira. And I'd say very exciting for him to be over in Google HQ in California, because as I understand it, it's a pretty incredible place over there. Elsewhere in the newspapers, now I'm sure you'll have seen this doing the rounds, and this is Meghan Markle guest editing the September Vogue magazine. And she's absolutely thrilled, obviously. And there's been a few different pictures released, including the front cover, which our very own Sinead Burke is going to be on. She's celebrating 15 different women on the front cover, including Michelle Obama. And there's a big piece in the Daily Telegraph today. Michelle's top parenting tip for the Duchess: learn to let go. So Meghan sat down at her computer and they did a little email interview. And Michelle basically gave her some parenting tips. And that's part of the September issue of Vogue, along with lots of other interviews with these other women. And it's great and good for her, and why not? And it's going to coincide with London Fashion Week, and obviously Vogue is a big, big, thick, glossy magazine for people who are really interested in fashion. And Meghan is trying to, I suppose, celebrate diversity while also highlighting the lives of the underprivileged, etc., all around the world. But of course, when Meghan does anything now, it seems, she is criticised. And you just think, what's the point in criticising her? I mean, she's just doing her own thing, really. But yesterday on ITV, actually, Dan Wootton, he's a showbiz correspondent, and he was on the TV show Lorraine yesterday morning, has called it an idiotic decision to invite Meghan Markle to guest edit the upcoming issue of British Vogue. He was quoted, "The Queen will think this is an absolutely idiotic, ridiculous decision, as I do. Remember, Meghan doesn't want to be a celebrity. She says she wants to be a royal. Royals don't guest edit magazines. Celebrities guest edit magazines." Well, I'm pretty sure Meghan was a celebrity in her own right. She was an actress. She was actually somebody who had a voice, and she spoke about a lot of these issues for a long time before she happened to meet Prince Harry and get married. And she's always campaigned for diversity and the underprivileged and stuff. So just kind of think, get over yourself, will you? Criticising, I think, for the sake of criticising, it seems to me. Why shouldn't she use her position? And can she not be a celebrity and a royal at the same time? Is that not allowed? I mean, I'm sure all the fashion houses think she is. Now, elsewhere in the papers as well, in The Independent, they're running this story, which I think is fascinating, because I'm sure you've, and especially if you've been on holidays, actually, you'll be trying to get onto the Wi-Fi wherever you are to save your 4G and to save your bills racking up. And a lot of cities and a lot of places now, they'll have free Wi-Fi. You might sit in a restaurant and you'll be, what's your Wi-Fi password? Or it'll be written up on a little blackboard in the corner above the till or something. Well, this headline is a bit frightening. Millions gambling with personal data by accessing fake Wi-Fi hotspots. Millions of people are accessing Wi-Fi that they shouldn't be accessing. One in five have taken significant risks, according to this poll that The Independent has today. Wi-Fi connections, which often have innocuous sounding names such as airport Wi-Fi. Yes, I mean, I've dialed into that one. Or hotel Wi-Fi. Uh-huh. Yeah, done that one too. Can also redirect victims to malicious malware sites and phishing sites. The poll of 2,000 adults found 70% have used free public Wi-Fi. So how do we know then if it's for real free public Wi-Fi? Is there some sort of special name on it, I wonder? They've got the researcher there, CEO at Bullguard. They commissioned the study. He says hackers can easily set up malicious hotspots and it's very dangerous. They usually use them to steal numbers, passwords, all the rest of it. So he just says, look, be careful when you're logging on. Make sure that you're keeping safe and use a secure connection if you can. He says a virtual private network, a VPN, is an effective way of keeping you safe online. It creates the secure connection that you need for your device between that and websites and services you are accessing. The majority of respondents admitted they do not use VPNs when connecting to hotspots as they are too complicated to use. If anything's complicated, we're not interested. But, you know, it's interesting. Gold, oil, all the stuff that we used to think were very important commodities, it's all about data now and information, I'm afraid to say. Inside the Times today, talking about TV shows that we miss the most, whatever about these new series that are huge blockbuster series that go on for years and we love them and all the rest, and we're waiting for the next new one to come out, or whatever book that we might have liked being turned into a TV series and we can't wait for it. Well, you know, sometimes the oldies are the goodies and we want them to come back. And this is a great little piece written up by Matthew Moore in the Times today. Foyle's war isn't over, as viewers name it, TV series they miss the most. You can't keep a good man down. Foyle's war is one of the few TV programmes to have been cancelled twice, and now there's a clamour for even more. The Second World War detective drama has been voted the 21st century TV show that viewers would most like to see back on their screens. Now, this is a poll of Radio Times readers, so British audiences really, I suppose. They put the long-running ITV programme ahead of The Bill, which came in as number two, the most missed. I did watch The Bill. I've never watched Foyle's War, actually, so not really. I don't really know much about it. But The Bill is up there in the top 10, as is Spooks. That was very good. That ran from 2002 to 2011. Also, Life on Mars, Home Fires, Downton Abbey, the movie, of course, coming out later this year. Phoenix Nights, which was fantastic. And Happy Valley. Happy Valley with Sarah Lancashire. One of the best TV shows, I think. One of the best detective or police dramas, I think, I've seen in a long time. So Foyle's War, starring Michael Kitchen, of course, as Detective Chief Superintendent Christopher Foyle, an honest and diligent police officer whose unassuming manner belied a shrewd intelligence. And Honeysuckle Weeks, says his resourceful driver, Samantha Stewart. What a name. Honeysuckle Weeks. That's incredible. So there you go. Foyle's War, they wanted back. That's inside the papers. Text messages in here. The press have taken a gin, Meghan, and she can't fight back in an obvious way. She obviously doesn't want to stay quiet, hence the Vogue editorship. Yeah, but maybe that's it. This may be the first time, says somebody else, the September issue has been guest edited, but it is far from the first time a member of the royal family has stepped up to guest edit something. As Tolani Shonai said on Twitter, The Duchess of Cambridge has guest edited the Huffington Post UK, Prince Charles guest edited Country Life magazine, and Prince Harry guest edited the Today programme on BBC. Modern royal duties, whatever they really are, certainly extend to entering the fray of modern media. You're right, Texter. Thank you very much indeed. The number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. We'll take some music now. And this is one, if you've been watching Love Island, you might have heard in the background. It's a nice one. And it's a different version of Wicked Game. This is London Grammar.